I don't know how your story ended, but if what you felt then was true love, then it's never too late. If it was true then, why wouldn't it be true now? You need only the courage to follow your heart.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, January 30th, 2020. Today is the 83rd birthday of English actress Vanessa Redgrave, born at Greenwich in 1937. She made her professional debut in the play A Touch of the Sun in 1957. In the late 1960s and early 70s, she showed her mastery of both classical and commercial fare, winning an Oscar and getting nominated for two more, and more followed. Later a controversial figure because of her political views, she was once called the greatest actress of our time by Tennessee Williams. Vanessa Redgrave comes from a long line of actors. Her father, Sir Michael Redgrave, was on stage when he learned that she had been born. Sir Laurence Olivier, his co-star in that production, remarked to the audience at the end of the show that, tonight, a great actress has been born. The oldest of three children, Redgrave studied at the Central School of Music and Dance in London. She also spent some time in New York in the mid-1950s, where she sat in on classes at the Actors Studio. Her first film, Behind the Mask, with her father, was released in 1958. However, theater remained her focus for much of the 1960s, and she appeared in a number of the Royal Shakespeare Company's productions. In the late 1960s, she took on a number of iconic roles. She played Anne Boleyn in A Man for All Seasons, as well as another famous English royal, Guinevere, in Camelot. Moving on to more contemporary material, she starred in Isadora, a biopic about modern dance pioneer Isadora Duncan. Redgrave lent a certain gravitas and regality to the title role of 1971's Mary, Queen of Scots, but it was her performance in 1977's Julia that brought her Oscar gold. In that film, she plays Julia, a woman living in Germany and working against the Nazi regime. A longtime political activist, Redgrave had supported and narrated a documentary called The Palestinian, which championed an independent Palestinian state around this same time. Outside the Academy Awards ceremony, members of the Jewish Defense League protested Redgrave's nomination and her presence at the event. She called the protesters Zionist hoodlums in her acceptance speech. The controversy surrounding her pro-Palestinian views flared up again when she played a Jewish singer and musician at Auschwitz in the 1980 TV movie Playing for Time. Even Fania Fenelon, the real-life woman the film was based on, objected to the casting of Redgrave because of her politics. Despite the uproar, she did an outstanding job as a member of the orchestra that played for women on their way to the gas chamber, and she picked up her first Emmy Award for the film. In the decades since, she has continued to garner critical acclaim for her work on stage and on the screen, including an impressive performance in the one-woman show The Year of Magical Thinking. The play was based on the book by Joan Didion, which reflected on her grief after the death of her husband, John Gregory Dunn. Didion praised the actress to Vogue magazine, saying, "She brings such intensity and truthfulness to everything she does." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 30th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.